content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. First, from the News and Observer, this eatery in NC has just been named one of the nation's best new restaurants. This is published November 11th and written by Drew Jackson. Fonda Lupita is located at 129 West Main Street in Sanford. Their phone number is 919-353-2548. A restaurant in Sanford has been named one of the nation's best new restaurants by online food publication Eater. Fonda Lupita, a Mexican restaurant that opened last year on Main Street in Sanford, joined 10 other restaurants in big cities across the country as Eater's Best New Restaurants in America. The restaurant opened its doors in mid-March 2020, replacing a breakfast-only diner just as the COVID-19 pandemic began to impact the United States. A week before Fonda Lupita's first night of service, North Carolina had ordered restaurants to close their dining rooms in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. The restaurant persevered, though, and through the past year and a half has had the eyes of the food world upon its menu of gorditas, tacos with freshly made tortillas, and tamales. The restaurant is owned by Viridiana Ferrusto, who runs Fonda Lupita with her family, basing the menu on passed down recipes from generations of cooks in Mexico, according to the restaurant's website. Sanford is by far the smallest town represented on Eater's list, with other restaurants hailing from foodie capitals like New York and Austin and San Francisco. In writing about Fonda Lupita, Eater Carolina's editor Aaron Perkins compared it to other small town restaurants in North Carolina that have become dining destinations, namely Kindred in College Town Davidson and Vivian Howard's Chef and the Farmer in Kinston. If it's true that a good restaurant can help define the town it's in, and it is certainly true in North Carolina, Fonda Lupita may just put Sanford on the map for having some of the most heartfelt cuisine in North Carolina, Perkins wrote in the story. In the past, Eater has doled out top honors to North Carolina chefs, including Chef of the Year for Ashley Christensen in 2017, and naming Gabe Barker of Pizzeria Mercato one of its Young Guns, a national distinction for up-and-coming chefs in 2018. Fonda Lupita is located at 129 West Main Street in Sanford, and their phone number is 919-353-2548. And continuing on with the News and Observer, a pandemic pivot propels Durham Coffee Shop to International Roaster of the Year. This was published November 18th and written by Drew Jackson. A Durham coffee roaster has made a big splash, earning top Best Small Roaster of the Year honors. Little Waves Coffee, the roasting arm of Durham's Cocoa Cinnamon Coffee Shops, was named International Micro Roaster of the Year by industry publication Roast Magazine. The honor celebrates the top specialty coffee roaster producing less than 100,000 pounds of coffee per year. Little Waves shares this year's top micro roasting honor with Denver's Huckleberry Roasters. Co-owned by married couple Arieli Barrera-Gordowski and Leon Gordowski-Barrera, Cocoa Cinnamon started in 2010 as a pop-up bike trolley serving pour-over coffees. Over the years, it expanded to three cafes across Durham and added Little Waves Roastery in 2017 at one of those cafes at 2013 Chapel Hill Road. The beans are sold at all three locations. "It means so much to us," Arieli Barrera-Gordowski said. "It's an affirmation that our industry, that we are on the right path. It's an honor that's really focused on quality coffee in an in-depth way, rewarding businesses, taking into account sustainability and environmental practices, all of these things that are so embedded in everything we do. For us, it's funny because sometimes how it takes outside recognition to get taken seriously. So it's nice to get that. Coco Cinnamon's Pandemic Pivot. Before the pandemic, Durham's Coco Cinnamon was a trio of beloved coffee shops with the roastery on the side. That, along with nearly everything else, flipped in the early months of 2020 with the spread of COVID. Suddenly, with cafes closed and the future uncertain, Little Waves looked to its beans to keep everything afloat. The company pays at least $15 an hour to all its employees, including paid time off. To make rent and payroll at the levels before the pandemic, Little Waves and Coco Cinnamon had to sell at least 230 bags of coffee per day. Early in the pandemic, that meant a robust social media campaign updating followers on coffee sales throughout the day and showing the far-flung places in America where Little Waves beans were headed, literally coast to coast. Today, Little Waves has around 600 active subscribers. In the beginning, the cafes were helping float the roastery, Barrera Gradoski said. Then it flipped, and the roastery was floating the cafes while they were closed and weren't as busy. At this point, it's starting to level out again. From crop to cup. In those first few weeks of the pandemic, Little Waves had grown up quickly. Barrera Gradoski said roasting went from 2 days a week to five. Sales grew overnight to 10 times what they had been before. It took every bit of that to survive. We had taken things slowly, but we wouldn't have been able to survive without the roastery, Barrera Gradoski said. It's been hard, and it's been a hustle. I've literally been burning the midnight oil. We've had to get outside the box and look at things we wouldn't have thought of before. The Roaster of the Year application totaled 56 pages, Aureli Barrera Gradoski said, detailing the company's sustainability and workplace practices. It also included 3 bags of Little Waves beans, ranging in origins from Guatemala to Ethiopia to Colombia, with tasting notes contained in the inky black coffee like chocolate, toffee, strawberry lemonade, and lychee. Making a cup of coffee or roasting a bag of beans, fueling the routines and meetings and quiet moments, is the end of a process that spans thousands of miles, various countries, and stitches communities together. For Little Waves, sustainability means taking care of every step of making coffee, supporting the farmers who grow the plants, to the baristas who pull the espresso, Barrera Gradoski said. Why do you create a coffee shop? It's a place that's tied to the community, Barrera Gradoski said. You can't talk about these things without including the entire supply chain. We rely on every contributor to succeed. That's why we talk about being involved from crop to cup. With the Roaster of the Year honor in hand, Barrera Gradoski said Little Waves hopes to continue to grow, and it hasn't slowed down since the start of the pandemic. Coco Cinnamon is beginning to think about when the shops will allow customers to drink coffee inside, but for now, it's still enjoying the moment. It's so freaking cool to have this title, particularly as a Latina-led, woman-owned, immigrant-owned company, Barrera said. It's awesome to hold that identity and space and hopefully inspire others to apply for this. And another article from the News and Observer. One of 2021's biggest new restaurants opens this week in Clayton. Here are the details. This was published November 29th and written by Drew Jackson. Crawford Cook Shop is located at 401 East Main Street in Clayton. Their phone number is 919-307-4647. Downtown Clayton's newest restaurant is what happens when a big city chef takes on the Blue Plate Special. Crawford Cook Shop, the latest concept from Raleigh chef Scott Crawford, will open this Friday on Main Street in Clayton, the quickly growing Johnston County town. Located at 401 Main Street in Clayton and born from the pandemic, the Cook Shop is Crawford's first venture into a casual restaurant with daily specials like once-a-week fried chicken and Friday smoked prime rib, sandwiches, snacks, and a large centerpiece bar. Crawford's two other restaurants, Crawford and Son and the French Bistro Jolie, are two of Raleigh's most acclaimed places to eat, each helping establish the Person Street Corridor as one of the city's best districts for a night out. So it came as something of a shock when Crawford tapped Clayton for his latest venture, looking to the up-and-coming downtown in western Johnston County for a slice of urban chic. The community has been welcoming and kind and made us feel like they truly want us here, Crawford said. They've been bending over backwards to help us get open. We've felt the small-town hospitality. Americana food that everyone loves. Through the pandemic, the impact of COVID on the restaurant industry has been profound, shutting down dining rooms, changing the nature of dining out, and shifting tastes towards dishes of comfort. Crawford said his cookshop aims to build on that craving for comfort with a menu offering familiar dishes with upscale twists led by chef de cuisine Brian Slattery. It's Americana food that everyone loves, but the Crawford treatment from us, Crawford said in March when the Crawford Cookshop was announced. I think people will be stoked. The opening menu includes snacks like boiled peanut hummus and pimento cheese, small plates of grilled oysters, pork ribs with black garlic, and beef tartare with potato chips. Look for Crawford Cookshop to do three different kinds of wings, with a smoked version tossed in Alabama white sauce, a familiar fried wing with fermented hot sauce, and grilled duck wings topped with hot honey and peanuts. The larger dishes include two kinds of cheeseburgers, a classic and a gussied-up version with a sharp cheddar and bacon onion marmalade. The entrees read like blue plate specials, but it's quickly clear this isn't typical diner food. The pot pie is duck instead of chicken, with root veggies and smoked cheddar biscuit. The meatloaf is made with venison, served with smoked potatoes and caramelized onions, and grilled carrots cooked with wood fire. Cheerwine Cocktail. On the drink side, the draft beer list is all from North Carolina, including taps from Clayton's Deep River Brewing, located just a few blocks from Crawford Cookshop. The wines by the glass top out at $10, a slight reprieve from city prices, and the drink list includes a cheerwine cocktail. Crawford said supply chain issues led to delays in equipment and materials, some taking as much as 4 times as long to arrive as expected. Still, Crawford Cookshop opens 8 months after it was announced, opening faster than Jolie, which took more than a year to build, including a shutdown over possible noise concerns regarding the bistro's rooftop patio. Crawford said it's been smoother sailing in Clayton. The building the cookshop moves into is around 100 years old. Its past lives include a hardware store and an earlier restaurant. To build the 3,000-square-foot cookshop, Crawford hired a frequent collaborator, Raleigh architect Louis Sherry. A garage door-sized hole was made in the cookshop wall, leading out to a 1,000-square-foot patio. Crawford typically dials back his restaurant spaces to their bare bones, building the project from scratch just like any other dish. "We believe in investing in our community. We are caretakers of the building," Crawford said. "We're bringing this building back. We're not just making money. We could have invested less, but we believe in doing well and finishing with something we're proud of." Crawford Cookshop is located at 401 East Main Street in Clayton, and their phone number is 919-307-4647. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, Bonchon Fried Chicken in Chapel Hill for Korean Fried Chicken and More. This was published November 4th and written by Ron Wynn. Bonchon Fried Chicken is located at 205 East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 984-234-0788. Over the past 5 years in the Triangle, Korean fried chicken has become a delicious and more common offering on Korean menus throughout the area. And it was a natural fit for the area given our love of Southern fried chicken. But Korean fried chicken really takes that category of eats to a whole new level. With a double fried crust, Korean fried chicken usually takes some time to prepare, but it is totally worth it. Slather some spicy or soy garlic sauce and you've got yourself a meal. I remember when Sue Cafe opened up the first Korean fried chicken back in 2012. But since then, we've added at least 4 or 5 more options for this crispy chicken treat. One of the most recent options for Korean fried chicken Flies Out in Chapel Hill at Bonchon. A national chain dedicated to Korean fried chicken, this location on East Franklin Street was the first for the Triangle. From the outside, Bonchon is pretty impressive. A two-floor structure fronted with plate glass windows, the interior is a simple cafe setup with stairs in the back leading to a smaller second-floor dining area. A bar to the right has a handful of HD screens showing the latest game. It's all very simple and efficient. Sitting down at a table, you do pick up the chain restaurant vibe given the paper placemat explaining the Korean dishes on the menu. It's all very helpful because, to be honest with you, not everyone is familiar with Korean cuisine, even though it's seen a surge in popularity in the Triangle. For the Korean fried chicken, you can order it up in three forms: wings, drums, and strips. A great side to start with are the spicy fries at Bonchon. They're lovingly served up in a paper cone and have a light coating over the potato. Perfectly browned and crisp, dunking fries into the ketchup and popping them in your mouth becomes an exercise of self-control. These Bonchon fries are excellent and worth the calories. For non-Korean fried chicken options, the bulgogi sliders are excellent. Served on a sweet bun with slaw, onion, and pickle, these bulgogi sliders pack a ton of flavor in a handful. They are also offered with Korean fried chicken on top, which sounds amazingly delicious. And of course, you don't want to miss Bonchon's Korean fried chicken. The Korean fried chicken here is very lightly sauced and lightly crispy. The Korean fried chicken here does not have a thick crust as other spots I've tried in the Triangle. One note, they do serve the whole wing with the flats, which made for more surface area, but messier eating. Bonchon also offers a ton of Korean and Asian eats beyond Korean fried chicken. Bao buns, popcorn shrimp, takoyaki, and a lot more. I'd describe the menu here as bar food plus. I'd imagine a stop here after a night of drinking would be quite some fun. As a fan of Korean fried chicken, I can certainly say that Bonchon hits the spot. But given that KFC has been in the area for 8 or so years, the bar has been really raised and Bonchon sits squarely in the middle of for me. But given there aren't a ton of choices for Korean fried chicken in the Chapel Hill Carborough area, it's a good option. Just be prepared to wait a bit for your food and order some apps to keep you tided over. Bon appetit! Bonchon Fried Chicken is located at 205 East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 984-234-0788. Also from NC Triangle Dining, Mookie's New York Deli in Cary, serving up overstuffed sandwiches and delicatessen eats. This is published November 21st and written by Ron Wynn. Mookie's is located at 1010 Tryon Village Drive, Suite 705 in Cary. Their phone number is 919-900-7770. When it comes to delis, we've had a mixed bag of options. While there are tried and true chains like Jason's Delicatessen, independently owned delis have had some challenges over the years. Lucky's and Reuben's are just some that have spun up and shut down a year or two afterwards. So I was really surprised when I heard about Mookie's New York Deli opening up in Cary near the Raleigh City line in the midst of the pandemic. But I'm really glad they did, since they have been hard at work doling out some fantastic deli meats, sandwiches, and more. Here's what to expect from this casual little deli located in Tryon Village. Located in the sprawling Tryon Village Plaza at the intersection of Walnut Street and Tryon Road, Mookie's New York Deli sits at the western end of the complex in a one-way loop. Head on inside, Mookie's has narrow dining space with a bar in back and nice patio to the side. It's a pretty simple and utilitarian setup for casual eats. A couple of TVs behind the bar accentuate the feel of casual at Mookie's. But hey, delis are usually pretty basic, so let's focus on the food. Grab a seat and let's check out the menu for this place. On the front, Mookie's is offering a lot of the standard deli eats, plus some twists. For starters, try one of their bagels, imported all the way from New York. fluffy on the inside and chewy on the outside, they get a thumbs up from this former Northerner. Another fun option is their Lower East Side egg rolls stuffed with pastrami, sauerkraut, and mustard. Served up with some horseradish aioli, it's a great savory starter, although the shape isn't very egg rollish. You can expect, for any place that calls themselves a deli, the real food action is in the sandwiches. Overstuffed is the name of the game here at Mookie's New York Deli, and they do an excellent job. Nom on the pastrami Reuben, which is served up on light rye bread and layered with sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and dressing. It's a handful and a half, but delicious. But wait, there's more. The Mookie's Club is a ridiculously sized sandwich. Sliced turkey, bacon, lettuce, and tomato stacked in between three slices of lightly toasted white bread with a smear of mayonnaise. Wow. I stared at it for a minute before finding a weak spot in the sandwich to start eating this bad boy. While it's huge, it's also nicely constructed and put together. Plan on bringing half the sandwich home with you. And Mookie's classic open-faced turkey sandwich is a people pleaser. Soft brown gravy over turkey and bread makes for a super satisfying old-school lunch. Served with some nicely salted skin-on fries, and you've got yourself a great meal. Mookie's also serves up a nice selection of Dr. Brown sodas, beers, wine, and cocktails to wash your food down with. Overall, I'm impressed with what they are doing here at Mookie's New York Deli. The menu feels classic with excellent portion size. I had a chance to chat with the owner, Ron, who signed a contract lease to the space right before the COVID pandemic started. He decided to take the plunge even with all the challenges and opening up Mookie's in July of 2020. They've really worked hard to keep Mookie's running over the past 18 months with shortages of condiments and equipment. They've also had to increase prices to cover the skyrocketing costs of meat, but want to keep that same dining experience and portions for their customers. All tough decisions. But thanks for taking those chances, Mookie's. You make a mean, overstuffed deli sandwich, and I love the traditional menu. I'll be back soon for another Reuben sandwich and more great deli eats from you. Mookie's New York Deli is located at 1010 Tryon Village Drive, Suite 705 in Cary. Their phone number is 919-900-7770. And back to the News and Observer. Raleigh is getting a new ramen shop as popular Cary Noodle House expands. This is published November 18th and written by Drew Jackson. After growing up in his parents' restaurants, Kay Wong swore that once he graduated college, he was done with the restaurant industry, dreaming of the corporate world as his refuge. But he said he burned out after 2 years and was back in the kitchen soon after. Wang and his brother Long teamed up with brothers Noi and Peck Chai to open Cary's Miso Ramen in early 2020. Now, after weathering the last year and a half, Miso is expanding to Raleigh's Gateway Plaza, joining restaurants Union Special and Fine Folk and the beer bar Mordecai Beverage Company. Kay Wong is Miso's main operator, with the three other partners working in pharmaceuticals. As Wang was growing up in Cary, his parents ran approximately 20 restaurants in North Carolina, what Kay described as Chinese-American restaurants and hibachi. He said he wanted a different life. I hated it, Wang said. As soon as I graduated and got a corporate job, I was never touching restaurants again. But the kitchen managed to pull him back in. The ultimate comfort food. The inspiration for a ramen restaurant was just the moment I tried it for the first time, Wang said. It's the ultimate comfort food. Miso opened in Cary's Preston Commons Shopping Center in 2020, just a few weeks before the COVID-19 pandemic shut down restaurants. Kay Wang said those few weeks helped Miso introduce itself and build a noodle-loving fan base before shifting much of its business to takeout. We have amazing customers and a loyal fan base that keep us going, Wang said. Right when we first opened, we got a good number of customers and then did a good amount of takeout. The second Miso joins the revamped Gateway Plaza Shopping Center in Raleigh, which is currently anchored by Union Special Bread. Wang said he considered the downtowns of the Triangle and spots near colleges, but that Gateway stood out. There are a lot of cool places in there. The foot traffic is similar to Cary, and the customer demographic enjoys ramen, Wang said. more small dishes. The new miso will serve the same basic menu as the original, but with more kitchen space, Wang plans to add new small dishes like fried chicken and ginger soy wings, octopus fries, and more cold noodle bowls. Currently, the miso menu is built around different styles of ramen, with Wang saying the pork-based tonkatsu, where pork bones are simmered for hours, is the top seller. Other bowls include a spicy tonkatsu, a chicken-based miso ramen, a spicy miso ramen with tomatoes, and the soy sauce-based shoyu. Kay Wong said he expects more miso locations in the future, mentioning Holly Springs and Greensboro as dots on the radar. The Gateway location should open in early 2022, possibly by February, Wang said. The space is an empty shell for now, and miso will be the first business to move in. This miso will be roughly twice the size of the original location, which has room for around 30 people. Many diners came to know the ramen through the cheap instant packs, but the long simmering broths of proper bowls are a whole other world. Ramen is becoming like sushi. It's continued to gain steam, and now it's in the mainstream, Wang said. There's still a little education factor, but we're happy to show people what actual ramen is and how they do it right in Japan. And a quick, fun Friday food fact, published December 3rd on the Triangle Food blog. Crave Hot Dogs and Barbecue has set a tentative opening date of December 18th. They are opening up a brick-and-mortar location at the Shops at Oberlin Court at 1028 Oberlin Road. They also have a food truck that hit the road last week, attending events at breweries, festivals, and more all around Raleigh. They will be serving up all beef hot dogs, hot and mild sausages, and brats, along with the pulled pork, pulled chicken, and smoked brisket. It's a classic family-friendly favorite with something for everyone. Oh, and did we mention they have a self-serve beer well with 24 taps? And we have unfortunately run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.